Where Susan G will wrap us up for the evening and for the workshop on step 12. So welcome, Susan.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Susan, recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for inviting me and to the Houston Intergroup for this wonderful three-week series. It really has been fantastic. Let me start my timer. So step 12, as we've heard tonight from both Harlan and Rick, and thank you both for your presentations, we continue, improve, and practice. And it sets me up to work with others from the first page in the book. It says in the foreword to the first edition, we of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body to show other alcoholics precisely how we have recovered is the main purpose of this book. So I'm just going to quickly screen share as I looked around, and there's a lot of you I don't know. Let's go to what it was like. So this is a girl who was not having any awakenings anywhere. I came into these rooms, 250 pounds, size 26 dress, and I struggled to take step one for 16 years. Today, as the result of working these steps as outlined in the big book, not because I have the perfect food plan, not because my life is just so bigger and better than everybody else's, but a direct result of working these steps is why I look the way I look today. And I live happy, joyous, and free. And that is really the theme of step 12. In the AA 12 and 12 at the very front in the contents, it says, joy of living is the theme of the 12th step. Action, it's a key word. Giving that asks no reward. Love that has no price tag. What is spiritual awakening? A new state of consciousness and being is received as a free gift. And everything that we get here is, they say, you know, for fun and for free. And I can tell you that my life today is a lot of fun. And for just a few dollars in a basket and from taking some clear-cut direction, I truly do have a life today beyond my wildest dreams. So before we get to step 12, you know, we've made a lot of decisions along the way, right? And we've gotten into a lot of action. And there's many things that I've realized along the way. And on page 25, you know, it tells us the great fact is just this and nothing less, that we have had deep and effective spiritual experiences which have revolutionized our whole attitude toward life, toward our fellows, and towards God's universe. And further down, it says, if you are as seriously alcoholic as we were, so the problem has now been removed, I'm not currently eating, we believe there is no middle of the road solution. So I know for myself, I had to work all of these steps precisely how they were written. I would love to have just worked the first part of step one and gone on to step 12, because I like to tell other people what to do and I'm just a great director. They call that two-stepping in the AA 12 and 12. So I could have said, yeah, I'm fat, I need some help with my food. But no, that doesn't work. And my life was very unmanageable when I tried to live it that way. So I'm going to go tonight between working with others and a vision for you. At the end of page 88, which has come out in my book, is one of Harlan's favorite lines, which says, it works, it really does. And then it goes on to say, faith without works is dead. The next chapter is entirely devoted to step 12. And it then goes on to tell me about working with others. And I know here that I have to carry the message, right? And it's carry the message, not the compulsive overeater, carry the message, not the alcoholic. And that sometimes we are the only copy of the big book that somebody ever sees. If you are new to Overeaters Anonymous, welcome. If you are struggling, please keep coming back. This miracle is available for everybody like Harlan says, who does the work. I was very willing to go on diets, but I couldn't stay stopped on my own power until I turned my will and my life over to somebody else. And the purpose of step 12 that keeps me to stay stopped, such tongue twisters at the end of the day, is to help others. and to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you. I'm just jumping around on page 89. This is an experience you must not miss. And it says, we know that you will not want to miss it. And it tells me that this will be the bright spot of my life. And I've sponsored many people over this 21, almost 22 years, some of them not very well. And again, it's because it came with experience, right? I didn't know what I didn't know, and I couldn't see what I couldn't see. And my own recovery evolved as I started to work with others. Our 42 personal stories share the experience that we have had. And it says here that I'm uniquely useful to others because I'm going to speak that language of the heart. And like Dr. Bob says in his story, this was the first person who he'd ever met talking about Bill Wilson, who knew what he was talking about, who understood how he felt. So even if you are anorexic or bulimic, even if you never looked like my photos, we have these 12 steps in common. This is a design for living that works. I practice these principles in all my affairs. So there's a lot here which is hard to get through. And it talks a lot about sponsoring in here and how to do it and how not to do it, how that we can have our own conceptions of God and that everybody might not, you know, believe when they come. And on page 93, it says, the main thing is he be willing to believe in a power greater than himself and that he live by spiritual principles. So even if you don't believe in God, I often say to people when they call me and they say, I don't believe this God thing. And I just say, are you willing to believe that what you are doing today isn't working? Then you've made a beginning. So when I first start to work with somebody, I don't just slam everything down on them, all the musts, you should, you must. This is how I have recovered. These are the steps I took. And sometimes it's a slightly different path for some people. And it tells me in here that I'm never to talk down from a spiritual hilltop to anyone. Just lay out the kit of spiritual tools for their inspection. So my photos tell a huge story. If you've known me, you know, for any of these years, you know that my life has changed immensely. Did I make my bed when I came here? Yes. Was I tidy? Yes. Did I have an A-type personality? Yes. Am I less annoying? Most definitely. Do I pause before I speak? Is God in the pause? Absolutely. Do I have wreckage in my life today? Not intentionally ever. Do I have great relationships with my family today? Absolutely. The point is that none of them have worked these 12 steps. So again, as the result of me working these steps, I have procured a change which has trickled down into my family, a design for living that works, right? And I'm going to go over to a vision for you. And where it talks about, you know, and I use this as well when we're working with others, all of these chapters, you know, in between the family afterwards, to wives, to the employers, they are all so important, but we don't have time to get through, you know, all of these. And one thing though I love on page 124, I will just say in the family afterwards, it says, you know, showing others who suffer how we were given help is the very thing which makes life seem so worthwhile to us now. Even on the worst of days, you know, I'm sure we've all had a bad day or two in the last year and a half, but look at us all over the world. We have made friends worldwide. We got into action right away. We knew that we couldn't isolate. So we got onto Zoom, we met each other, we have traveled everywhere together. That's what a fellowship does together. That's how we work together. Even if you aren't sponsoring today, we can still be of service to each other. And it says, cling to the thought that in God's hands, the dark past is the greatest possession you have, the key to life and happiness for others. With it, you can avert death and misery for them. Right? So seeing other people recover, seeing that light return in their eyes, it doesn't always mean that they're, you know, losing weight. For some people, it's gaining weight. For some people, it's just, a, you know, effect of not vomiting every day, that the light does return into our eyes. Let me just change my timer here so I don't go over time. So, you know, it talks about here on, you know, why I have to go to Vision for You is because it talks about fellowship. And fellowship, again, being in the center of the herd is working with others. Sponsoring is working with others. Asking somebody how they are, not just taking them through the steps. I know a lot of us aren't in-person meetings right now, but putting in a chair, offering for somebody to come for coffee afterwards, working with others, not letting others suffer if we can help them. And, you know, it talks about on 152 that we can't picture life without whatever your addiction is. You know, and I can remember when I came in, it was 6 weeks before my natal birthday, and I told my sponsor at the time, because I still had some old ideas, I told her that I was definitely going to have cake on my birthday, right? Hadn't quite fully conceded to my innermost self yet that we were done, but, and she said, well, why don't we just take it a day at a time, and then we'll discuss it. And I continued to work the steps quickly during that 6 weeks, and my birthday came and went, and I never thought about it because I was already so filled up with this fellowship, with being around people who understood and realized that that cake was empty, right? Forget what's inside anything else, but it offered me nothing. Offered me nothing. Here, this fellowship offers me something which makes me whole. And it talks about further down on 152, because we all ask those questions again. Am I never going to have this again? Am I never going to do that? Am I never going to have any fun? Well, if you hang out with me enough, you know you're going to have a lot of fun. I enjoy laughing a lot. And look, even here on a Friday night, just to be with all of you, I couldn't wait to get dressed up. I'll just tell you, I even have leather trousers on right now because I just, you know, it's Friday night. We're going out, right? I'm getting on Zoom with my people. Show up and look good. Why not? Lindsay had on dangly earrings. We were on FaceTime. I go, oh, let me put on some earrings as well, right? But this is what we do. This is what we do. And it's not about how we look, but because I feel good from the inside out, right? I don't have to dress from the outside in. I don't have to hide behind the fact of I've taken diuretics. I have to do this. I have to do that. These trousers won't fit me in an hour. That's not true, again, because I've had this psychic change as the result of working these steps. And it tells me about this substitute vastly more than that. And it says, your imagination will be fired. Life will mean something at last. The most satisfactory years of your existence lie ahead. I came to my first meeting when I was 21 years old. And there was nobody, or I'll tell you nobody, I didn't see anybody here of that age because somebody else is going to say, I lived in LA, I was there then. I didn't know you if you were. And today, you know, I look around on my first screen and I see one of my sponsees who's in her 20s and I've met so many people. And I think it's just so incredible, incredible today, all the young people that we have. And I wish, you know, I say I wish, it is what it is, that I would have heard it sooner. And what I can never forget, again, extending that hand, it says, I'm going to meet these new friends in my own community. So when I think it's helpful to share my story with somebody and to break my anonymity, I do. I don't walk into work and go, hi, I'm Susan, I'm a compulsive overeater, I'm in OA. Kind of not the club I ever wanted to join. Now you, well, that's weird, there's some megaphone going on outside my house. Okay. And it says, near you alcoholics are dying helplessly like people in a sinking ship. If you live in a large place, there are hundreds. High and low, rich and poor, these are future fellows. And then it says, I'm going to make lifelong friends. So in my 37 seconds, which I have, which isn't very, very long, I would not have the life I have today, if I hadn't reached out my hand to all the hands that reached out to me, if I didn't continue to return all the phone calls, if I didn't continue to pray and meditate, if I didn't continue to help others. Working these steps precisely how it is laid out is what I do. And that keeps me recovered, right? Contingent on all of those things. Like Harlan talked about continuing a step 10. Rick talked about prayer and meditation. So I wish I had more time. I love step 12. I love giving this away. I'm so grateful for my life. Thank you again, Houston Intergroup. Thank you, Lindsay. And thank you, everybody who came to hang out with us the last three Friday nights. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Harlan. And thank you, Rick.